is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Broadcasting from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. For those of you who are new to the class, there are about 200 of us now, and we are experts in various areas. We're innovators, we're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and we're all students rising to become more knowledgeable, and we are rising to become instructors. With us today is our newest senior USAPrepares.com instructor, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, MD. Dr. Hurley is a broadcaster on Genesis Communications Network. She broadcasts on the 7 o'clock a.m. Central Time hour and the 8 o'clock a.m. Central hour. 2 hours. Right here on GCN. Her broadcast, Uncommon Awareness. Well, okay. Dr. Lorraine Hurley is going to be with us in a second. We're patching her through from one Genesis Communications Network studio to another. So we have a slight technical difficulty. And while we're patching her through, I'd like to tell you about the meetup we had last night. It was a lot of fun. We started at 5:30, and I was on stage. Normally, I'm not on stage. Normally, we have another speaker besides me. I do a monologue of about, somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes and get the meeting going. I talk about current events, what's happening, what I see, what I observe, and some of the highlights from some of the broadcasts during the week. So last night, I talked about the cattle that are dying on our farm and dying on farms all around us. Weather-related illnesses, and it's not just me. And I found out that there are sheep that are dying, there are cattle that are dying on other farms, and there are other animals that are dying all around here. So it was a great experience to have a confirmation from yet another source that it's not just me. So the veterinarian is saying that it's because of the climate change, the violent weather swings that we have, the temperature swings, the rain, the snow, the sleet, the calves get cold. And now we're going to have to change when we decide to have calves. We're going to have them in warmer weather. We can't have them year-round anymore. So I just wanted to share that with you. So that was one of the things that we talked about. And then John Reagan did a great job, as usual, talking about the economy and where we're headed. But we've got Dr. Lorraine Hurley with us, our newest senior USAPrepares.com instructor. Welcome, Dr. Lorraine Hurley.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Vince. You're so much fun.
Hey, and I get in so much trouble.
That trouble's fun.
Yeah, until the police come. Dr. Hurley, I want to tell you a story. And one of our students last night, Steve came up to me and he gave me a great big hug, and he comes to all our meetups. He's been coming for years, and he says, I love your stories. So here's a story for Steve. Years ago, when I was building our farmhouse, here in Missouri, right where I'm broadcasting from today, I was inspecting or looking at a heating system that a company was building, and I thought, you know, let me take a look at this before we decide on exactly what heating system we're going to use. So I was out in the tall grass looking at the heat pump and the plumbing and so forth, and I didn't think anything of it, and, you know, I didn't feel any ticks, didn't see any ticks, and hopped in the truck and drove back from Missouri, the 18-hour long truck ride with pulling a heavy trailer back to Virginia. This was probably around 2005, 2006 maybe. And after several hours, I felt a little bit itchy on my legs. And I, you know, as I was driving, I kind of looked and at my pulled up my pant leg, and I didn't see anything. So I kept driving. When I got to Virginia, I found these red bumps on my legs, and there were tick bites. And these ticks were the size, if you had a very fine point pencil, and you made the tiniest of dots with that tip of that pencil, that would be the size of these ticks. And they call them seed ticks. They're almost invisible to the naked eye. Well, anyway, after being on me for a while, they developed these red bumps, and I got a fever. Within a couple of days, I had a fever of 104. And so, you know, naturally, I called the local doctor's office. They were closed on Saturday. They were closed on Sunday. And I ended up in the emergency room because this little town of 500 people where I lived in Virginia, there was no place for me to go other than the hospital emergency room. And, you know, why would you go to the hospital emergency room for a tick bite, right? Well, I did. And they prescribed an antibiotic. The bottom line is, it sure would have been nice to have the right antibiotic that I could have taken days before and avoided 3, 4, 5 days of absolute misery. Dr. Hurley, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're talking about, first of all, you're very fortunate that you spiked a fever and you got some help, because a lot of people don't, and they end up with secondary or tertiary Lyme disease. And the treatment for that is different. It needs to be more aggressive. There's also the issue of co-infection. So the fact that you were treated and you responded, there's really good reason to believe that you were successful, you know, in eradicating the spirochete from your body. Usually what'll happen, and remember, Vince, I used to work pretty intensely with Lyme. It's been several years since I've been on the front lines of the Lyme epidemic. But doxycycline is what is commonly prescribed and is very, very, still very effective in an acute situation. It can be effective for latent infections, but it needs to be prescribed for a lot longer. But so right now the primary antibiotic that's being used is doxycycline, and if it's very aggressive onset, such as you had, or if it's latent, I can share my tick story with you. Ceftriaxone, which is an injectable, what we call third generation cephalosporin, and I'm just going to say third generation cephalosporin. These are very powerful antibiotics against infection. Is that helpful?
It is. You know, I live in the middle of nowhere, literally.
Right.
The small town, the town that I live outside of, I don't live in the town. But there's only 100 people that live in the town. And so I live outside the town. There, you know, there's nobody here. And I feel that it's incumbent upon me to have everything that we need to survive should we not be able to get it. And, you know, I just can't go to the store. I just can't go to the doctor. Going to the doctor is about a 110-mile round trip for me, literally.
Right. Well, you can obtain these medications online now.
And that's where I wanted to go. That's where I wanted to go with this broadcast. You know, because I'm a farmer, I have antibiotics for our cows and our other animals. And, you know, and here's what's really interesting. If someone came to my farmhouse, they might see a syringe, you know, next to the kitchen sink. Now, that might freak some people out, right?
Right. Because we're told to be very cautious about bloodborne illness.
Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, they might think I'm an IV drug user or something like that. I mean, right?
Yeah, you sound like an IV drug user, Benny.
Well, I mean, you know, some people have, a container that they keep pens and pencils in, right? You know, right next to their telephone. Well, I've got some syringes. mixed right. in with the pencils, you know? And it's, I didn't think anything of it because that's just the way I live. And I'm thinking, I saw it. It came to my attention. You know, I'll bet people think I'm absolutely nuts when they just show up at the farm. And they look at this. They must think that, you know, I'm a drug user, and I'm not. But anyway, so the lifestyle of a farmer is different, and I wanted to share that with our class because, Dr. Hurley, I can buy a bottle of antibiotics, let's say amoxicillin.
Yeah.
And I believe it was like $500 for $65.
Right.
$500.
Right.
Do you know that?
Let me tell you a story early on when Lyme disease was being recognized as an epidemic by more progressive or alternative physicians, but really the CDC and AMA and everyone were coming down hard on you. You couldn't, you know, there was a certain protocol. This was all you could prescribe. The tests for it were completely inadequate. And we actually had people that would acquire what they needed from veterinarians because because they just weren't going. First of all, if they were to do battle with their physician and the physician were to concede and make the prescriptions, the insurance companies were turning in doctors. And yeah, and not only that, it's 10 times more expensive to actually acquire these through a prescription from a physician. You can contact a veterinarian and they can, these are the same drugs that are used for people that are used for animals. So it's actually.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Dr. Hurley, because most people think that the amoxicillin, the doxycycline, and so forth are different for people. And I'm here to tell you, and I'm in absolute agreement with you because I've read the data sheets on that come on the caps of these, and one size says, you know, for animal use, and the other size says for human use.
Right. Well, you do have to be careful. I don't know because I'm not a veterinarian, but I would think that the dosing would be something that you would be perhaps the antibiotics would be prescribed in higher doses because of just the largeness of animals. And so mm-hmm. as a human being, you would want to be very careful that you were taking a dosage appropriate for a human being. And Benny, I don't know how you want to manage this conversation. I actually wanted to. There's several antibiotics because if we're talking co-infections and there's several herbals that if you like, I'd be more than happy to discuss as we go along with this conversation.
Yeah, let's do that. Dr. Okay. Lorraine Hurley, drhurley.net, drhurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y.net. Our newest USAPreparers.com senior instructor. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amanda Bolsold here for Midas Resources. Today, January 31st, 2014, gold opened at $12.5170. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.9749, $6.4875 for a half ounce, or $3.2437 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $12.9749, $6.4875, and $3.2437.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers. Answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Lorraine Hurley's with us, and we're talking about antibiotics. And I mentioned my story about getting a high fever from multiple tick bites. Dr. Hurley, you were talking about co-infections and herbal remedies.
Right. The first thing, you know, to keep in mind is that doxycycline is effective in an acute stage, but if you don't mount a fever, so you get bit in a place on your body that you just don't observe the bite, you don't mount a fever, the infection lingers, it's commonly now transmitted with Babesia, Bartonella, and Ehrlichia. So in terms of putting back antibiotics to protect yourself from tick bites, you want to consider each of these co-infections, not just Lyme disease and the spirochete that's involved with Lyme. And here's another important point that I want to make is that when this organism is what they call pleomorphic, and one of the reasons people develop chronic infections is that antibiotics are only effective when there is a cell wall present. And we now know that the spirochete, as well as some of the co-infections, have a phase. They can be cysts, they can be the full mature bacteria, or they can be what's called a cell wall deficient variant, which creates only a biofilm. And this is where the herbs come in and can be very important, because several of the herbs that are out there right now that are being used to treat Lyme disease are effective against this cell wall deficient or this biofilm producing, morphology of the spirochete or the other co-infections. And this is also something that is not tested properly for. And so you want to, you know, make that connection. So my advice is that when you're thinking about this, you think about the co-infections, you think about the fact that there is a cell wall deficient phase of the organism growth, and you have to develop a rational and intelligent plan for working with each aspect of this. It's very complex, and of course, it's my opinion, and this has been verified from many sources, that we're really dealing with an engineered organism. This is not something that this epidemic didn't come about through a natural selection. It's an engineered bioweapon. And so the cell wall deficient form can reside in your body completely unaffected by antibiotics, and you need to understand that you have to address this.
Let me see if I've got this right, Dr. Hurley. Are you saying that tick bites are a bioweapon engineered by delivery system by ticks?
It's my belief that the infections that are found in ticks naturally, these organisms mm-hmm. have been engineered, bioengineered to have a survivability mechanism that was not present in nature. And it's a process called pleomorphism, which is a very natural process. I mean, nature does this on her own. There was a guy, Richie Shoemaker, who wrote the book Desperation Medicine, where pollution runoff into the waters of Maryland starved out a particular, I can't even remember. It converted from what it was to a dinoflagellate, which secretes a substance that is neurotoxic. This wasn't a new and novel organism. This was something that morphed because of environmental stress, right? It mm-hmm. simply altered its DNA to become something that could survive within the polluted waters. And as a consequence, mm-hmm. Everything they say poops and pees, it has metabolites, and it was... These metabolites were neurotoxins, and this is part of what you're seeing with these tick-borne diseases. Is they are certain of the forms, certain of the variants, secrete substances that are neurotoxic. So it's important to address this issue that there is a biofilm specific variant of this spirochete that secretes neurotoxins and is impervious to antibiotics. Impervious.
Dr. Hurley, I'd like to describe a case that I was pretty close to. There was a young woman in her 30s who was bitten by a tick, and she contracted Lyme's disease. And this young lady, prior to this tick bite, was bright, alert, I mean, really, really sharp. And after this, she was treated with antibiotics, IV antibiotics, and she got a pretty serious case of Lyme's disease. And this was in the early days of Lyme's disease, before it was, a common household term. Well, she forgot how to drive her automobile.
Yeah.
She would get in her automobile, and she would go someplace, a frequent place that she would, like the store. Down the road, maybe a couple miles down the road, and forget how to get home, forget where she lives, fall down the stairs. I'm talking about an athletic 30-year-old. Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Lorraine Hurley, Vinfanella, USAPrepares.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez. And based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Lorraine's broadcast live, 7 a.m. hour and 8 a.m. hour Central Time, Monday through Friday, right here on Genesis Communications Network. You can find her at drhurley.net, drhurley.net. She's a medical doctor. Dr. Hurley, is telling you the story about this athletic trainer, this 30-year-old woman in fabulous physical condition. I mean, she works out all the time. She contracted Lyme's disease. And she would fall down, forget where she was going, go to the store, forget why she went to the store, forget how to get home, forget how to drive her car. As a matter of fact, to this day, which is probably 25 years later, she will not come to visit me at the farm because she's concerned about the ticks that we have here in Missouri. I mean, this has really impacted her life negatively, the Lyme disease. Is this something that is really rare or
no, not? Unfortunately, I wish it was rare. It's very, very common, and there is still resistance on the part of mainstream medicine to acknowledge the extent of this program. When I found out that you wanted me to talk about this, I, of course, went and did a little homework. And the CDC has finally come out and acknowledged that the problem is probably 10 times worse than they were originally willing to concede. And, of course, if they're willing to concede 10 times worse, it's worse than that. And they're seeing like a threefold increase in Manitoba. And there seem to be areas, and I'll share something with you too, Vinny, based on the weather. You know, we have this engineered weather where we're getting these extremes of cold, but then they'll be followed by days of unusual warmth. And what happens then? You see ladybugs, ticks. Mm-hmm. And you see, you know, flies in the middle of January. Yes. Because yes. they're messing with the ecology. So, no, this is not uncommon. And, in fact, early on, again, it's astonishing to me how their physicians on the front lines have had to do such battle to get this recognized. But I don't know how they treated her, but I have seen people in her condition that were restored with the use of certain herbals and prolonged intravenous. They can, you can go to the doctor and get a port put in and administer the antibiotics yourself. It must be intravenous because this is, you have to develop very high blood concentrations that can be difficult with oral preparations. And so I have seen people, even in those late stages, recover. But she, you know, I don't know who managed her. I don't know. There are people that are left with permanent residual effects.
I can tell you that she was on intravenous antibiotics. I know that for a fact, and she's fine today. But you know, we're talking decades later, and
right.
it did have a profound impact. So,
let me say, I was just going to say, there's a laboratory called Igenix. If you go to your doctor, they're going to perform a blood test that is not adequate to really define anything, you know, more than an acute infection. And they do this based upon certain Western blot and protein markers. And so the lab is, I have no financial ties, no associations with the company. They're called Igenix, I-G-E-N-I-X. But, you know, you brought up what happens if, you know, you want to have things put back in case something happens.
You
I
bet.
Can run the list of antibiotics with you that people can just put in a closet somewhere.
Well, let's go through the list and then let's talk about how to get them. And let me say this. I have health insurance, a minimum amount of health insurance, which I consider catastrophic. Maybe I think it's a $10,000 deductible at the current time. And so I don't really want to go to the doctor because, you know, my doctor's appointment is very simple. How you doing? Okay, keep doing the same thing you're doing. You're doing fine. I'll see you next year. I mean, that's really what it is. It takes my blood pressure and weighs me, and that's pretty much it. Well, so I don't really want to go. But I do want to have antibiotics here just in case the supply chain collapses. I expect it to collapse. I just don't know when. And so I do. I have these things on hand. And if anybody challenges me, they're not for me. They're for my animals. So what do you recommend that we store? And what do you recommend or how do you recommend we purchase them?
Okay, as far as recommending how we purchase them, I know that I'm probably not the best source. I can give you my ideas. I think it's important, first of all, to pick up. There's a couple of people that have done really good work in terms of they've got books. One is Steve Herod Buhner. That's spelled B-U-H-N-E-R, and he has a book out. And there's another book that's available that you can just go to Lyme Disease Educational Resources. It's just called LymeBook.com. And this one is the Lyme Disease Solution, where this is written by Dr. Singleton, an MD. So I'll just kind of go through the co-infections. We've already talked about the spirochete, and then we can later go into the herbs. The spirochete, you have a need to treat with doxycycline or an intravenous or intramuscular injection of ceftriaxone should there be a delayed diagnosis. With Bartonella, okay, there's two antibiotics that are recommended. And again, the reason I suggest getting a book is how much you use and what you use really depends upon the extent to which your central nervous system is involved, like your young friend, and the presence of co-infection. So Bartonella is a very common co-infection, and there are two antibiotics that are usually prescribed. One is called levofloxacin or Levaquin. It's in the same family as ciprofloxacin. So, you know, even having some Levaquin does seem to be more effective than ciprofloxacin, but if you can find some cipro and put that aside, that will be helpful, about 250 to 500 milligrams once a day. Rifampin is a very old antibiotic that for many years has been used in the treatment of chronic infections like tuberculosis, and this can be very helpful against Bartonella. Now, remember, there's always a risk benefit ratio that you're trying to determine in what you're using and the prolonged use, because I want your listeners to understand they need to look up the side effects of these medications, and it's should they begin to experience side effects, they will need to withdraw from the medication for a period of time, because there are, you know, there's a risk to everything. With Babesia, this is much more of a parasitic organism, and it can live inside the body's red blood cells for 4 months or more. So this usually requires a combination that goes on for 2 to 4 months, and you will not find many doctors willing to prescribe these regimens, so you want to inform yourself. And there's something called Mepron, and this is particularly for Babesia. Mepron is very effective, and good old-fashioned Bactrim or Septra. This is, again, a very inexpensive and very available antibiotic. So Mepron and Bactrim or Septra can be used for Babesia. When it comes to Ehrlichia or Anaplasma, the key to infective treatment is early suspicion, and you really want to treat for about a month. And the most effective are the same for the spirochete, doxycycline, but then you want to mix it with that rifampin we just talked about. If you have a really resistant case, and resistance being defined by the persistence of symptoms, you know, this is when you really want to begin to consider your herbal. So I think that's giving people enough of a medical chest, you know, of names.
Okay, so we're talking about doxycycline.
Rifampin.
How do you spell that?
Rifampin.
Mm-hmm. Doxycycline.
Bactrim. Yeah, Bactrim. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Levaquin. And we mentioned our ciprofloxacin, Levaquin being somewhat more effective. And then, of course, there's, you know, Zithromax, Z-Pax. This wasn't mentioned in this article, but zithromycin can also be something that's easy to obtain, inexpensive. We mentioned Mepron, and there's one more that I mentioned. I'm trying to remember what it was now. No, I think that's it. Rifampin, Levaquin. Septra, that's the Bactrim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Okay, so here's what about amoxicillin, the old standby, and what about tetracycline?
Tetracycline, they can be very helpful. Tetracycline, amoxicillin, but only in the earlier stages of the infection. All right, if you suspect the infection has been prolonged, they're not going to be all that helpful. The quantities required, it's easy to develop side effects. This is where the herbals come in hand, and there's three very well studied. There's a study that just came out of Harvard looking at Banderol and Salmento. And these are two herbal preparations. Salmento comes from cat's claw, the herb cat's claw, and Buhner recommends cat's claw. So keeping these extracts, these herbal extracts around can be helpful. Like say all you have is amoxicillin. All right, use it. But also consider these herbals, because if you're not quite, if you don't go in for formal testing, you're not quite sure how long you've had the infection, assume the presence of these pleomorphs, we call them. Just assume it for your own safety. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why your young friend was basically she had developed what we call tertiary symptoms. She was infected for quite a long while, and it had made its way into her nervous system. And then this requires sustained heavy-duty treatment. So the thing to do would be Banderol and Salmento along with your amoxicillin. If in doubt, if you don't have, or doxycycline, if you don't have access to testing, just to knock it out in a safe way.
My concern, Dr. Hurley, is that there are going to be times when doctors or medical doctors are just not available. Either there will be a calamity, a catastrophe, and you'll be in a long, long line, and it could be weeks long. I know that I've had a high fever in the past many years ago, and I've called my medical doctor and or his office, and I would get the response, we can see you in 3 weeks. And I'd say, well, I've got a high fever right now. I'll be dead in 3 weeks. And they'll go, well, it's the best we can do. And it's outrageous. I mean, the medical
system. Well, with Obamacare, expect that to be worse, not better. You're probably in what we call an underserved area. And this is why it's important. First of all, I want to make the point, I appreciate that people respect my medical degree, but I'm really sincere when I say this. You do not have to be a doctor to know how to take care of yourself. There's a lot of showmanship around medicine. There's a lot of unnecessary, extraneous information that goes into our education. Is it valuable? Yeah, but is it essential in being able to determine symptoms in oneself and to proceed with cautious empowerment? No, you don't have to be a doctor. And I think with what's happening to the healthcare system, people have really best learned as much as they can about taking care of their health, because we're going to be in a position eventually of needing to do just that, not through ignoring, you know, I'll wait until I'm really sick before I think about my health. No, think about your health.
And I went to my healthcare doctor, and he told me I didn't need to have any antibiotics on hand. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Lorraine Hurley's with us, and Dr. Hurley, I'd like to share this with you. My healthcare medical doctor, last couple of times I visited him, I said, you know, I'm concerned maybe I might get a tick bite, and I'd like to have on hand antibiotics for that. What do you think? He said, oh, no. You don't need that. Just come see us. That's the same. I mean, he's not open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I can't always get an appointment, if I'm sick. He does the best he can, but I might need him immediately. So my veterinarian prescribes them for my cats and dogs. So, and I'll call the veterinarian. I'll say, here's a symptom for the cat. What should I do? And she'll say, well, tell you what, take some amoxicillin and pour out the capsule, divide it into five, and take that 1/5 of a capsule twice a day.
Right.
And so it's like a common thing. Or give X number to your Neapolitan Mastiff or your English Mastiff. So it's common for farmers. So I'm suggesting
well, in Europe,
to our class
too,
that...
Yeah, in Europe, when I was over in Europe, I ended up with an ear infection. And you can walk right into a pharmacy and talk to the pharmacist about what's going on. And you can walk out with a prescription. Yeah.
Right. So... I suggest that our class consider alternative sources like going to the veterinarian or going to the farm supply stores. And they have a lot of meds there. But you really need to, and I'm not recommending self-medicate. I'm recommending that you educate. And let's put it this way. If you need them for your animals, you might want to have them on hand. How about that?
That's right. Yeah. And the other important point to make, though, Vince, is that when you decide to use an antibiotic, there is this problem in today's world called antibiotic resistance. Mm-hmm. It's important if you start an antibiotic that unless you really have, serious side effects, that you finish the course. Otherwise, what happens is we do breed antibiotic resistant organisms. And I think there's a legitimate, place for caution in terms of just allowing people to walk into a store and pick something up off the shelf. But I also do know, and I can't tell you who, I do know that a lot of people are acquiring medications, like a lot of the elderly are getting the generics online. So there is this possibility of actually acquiring these things online, although I cannot say for certain which would be a reputable, house to do business with or not. But I do think a veterinarian is one way around the issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good relationship.
And I have a feeling that the feds want to knock that down so that we can't take care of ourselves. And I'll tell you, it's really, really getting difficult to get a doctor's appointment. I mean, really difficult. So let's talk about silver. That's something that you seem to be passionate about. And you and I were chatting offline about just pure silver, or almost pure silver, 0.999 or 0.9999. Let's talk about that.
Sure, because, again, I actually checked in with a colleague this morning before the show to say, what's the opinion on silver being helpful for infections? It's been a few years. I'll tell you, in terms of what it may be doing for tick-borne infections, as far as just your garden variety infections, silver is one of the most potent anti-infective agents that there's ever been. And we talked, it needs to be pure silver. I was telling you the story of the blue bloods. Everyone knows the story of the blue bloods.
Yeah.
And they've actually, in excavations, they've found silver at the bottom of wells and so forth. And the realization is a long time ago, people had the realization that tiny amounts, minute amounts of silver in preparations today are called colloidal silver in the water really do fight off infections. And so the blue bloods ate everything off of, silver utensils, silver plates. Silver does have the effect of creating translucency of one's skin. There's your commercial, Vinny. When we come back, I can talk to people about how, their own preparations of silver formulations that would be safe.
I got bad news for you.
What?
We're done for this hour.
Oh. Am I going to be with you in the second hour? No.
Well, I've got Storm Bradford coming up. If you want to hang around, let's do it.
No, that's fine, Vinny. Just for your listeners, you can Google colloidal silver, and there are plenty of instructions out there for making your own preparations, but you must use pure silver. Vinny, thanks for having me today.
Hey, thanks so much. Dr. Lorraine Hurley. I'm Vin Finelli. Be back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.